This episode of the Astro Powder Podcast is brought to you by Gamma. Color changes have never been so easy and fast. Gamma's Optiflex Pro Q unit provides the fastest color change for a manual powder gun in the industry at 35 seconds. This can be as much as an 80% reduction in your typical changing process. Power Clean technology, built into our Optiflex Pro Q unit, efficiently cleans the entire powder path from injector to gun tip, so you're ready for quick color changes without any manual adjustments. To speak with a representative or schedule a demonstration, call 877-437-6771. That's 877-437-6771. And be sure to mention, Ask Joe sent me. Bring it, boost it, change it, finish it. Now is the time to complete it with Gamma.
Hello, all you powder coating fans, and welcome to episode 52 of the Astro Powder Podcast. I'm your host, Joe Powder, a.k.a. Kevin Biller, and with me, as always, is my esteemed colleague, sidekick, Nathan. He's Columbus, Ohio's breath of fresh air. He's also ChemQuest's Powder Coating Research's vice president.
We're broadcasting from the ChemQuest Powder Coating Research Studios in Columbus, Ohio. And this episode, out of solidarity with our hearing impaired listeners, I'm going to be doing the entire show in American Sign Language.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's get it rolling.
All right. Before we do, I'd like to give a shout out.
Shout out.
Today's shout out goes to Adapta Color, also known as Adapta Powder Coatings, who hail from their headquarters is in the Benicarlo area, which is between Barcelona and Valencia, of course, on the Mediterranean coast of Spain. Fearless innovators. I've been following these guys since they got into business back in the late 90s. I think it was 1997 that they made their first powder coatings. I've been very impressed with them through the years. This is a company who had been led throughout their entire history by David Payese since they got started. And it's a privately held powder coating company. They have locations not only in their headquarter area on the Mediterranean coast in Spain, but also Castelfranco in the Veneto region of Italy, very beautiful part of the world, and also in Lyon, France, which another just gorgeous part of the world.
Worst places to go to work every day.
Absolutely. The thing that impresses me about these guys, it's a combination of technology, you know, research and development that's just very impressive, especially for a privately held, not the biggest powder coating manufacturer in the world, and also their marketing efforts, which include just amazing products and also marketing materials. Give you an example of, you know, how their technology is really kind of impressive. If you go to their website, adaptacolor.com, you click on their product lines. What really caught my attention, besides their amazing architectural coatings and you know, their industrial coatings as well, if you click on their smart coatings section, they've got no less than 35 different smart coatings.
Really?
Which, you know, for the powder coating geek, these guys are amazing. They've got things like anti-graffiti. They've got one called BioNox, which actually absorbs pollutants from the air, kind of reduces the pollution in the environment. BioProof, I think that's probably their antimicrobial. They've got InsectProof. Actually, it's got a smart coating that repels mosquitoes. Magnetic coating, they've got non-slide, non-slip, photoluminescent, retroreflective, thermochromic, which basically changes color depending on the ambient temperature. Very impressive company. They've grown over the last 25 or so years. Just very impressed with these guys and giving them a hearty shout out for being leaders, not only in technology, but also in product lines and also marketing and a presence in that part of the world. So, way to go, guys. All right, Nate, it's time for our Guess What segment.
Guess what?
It looks like the news this time around is mostly big companies came out with their 2023 financial reports, their Q4 financials. I'm not going to, Kai-Rizdal you to death with the numbers, but I'll just go through it a little bit. PCI Mag reports that AkzoNobel's profits rebounded in 2023. AkzoNobel recently published their 2023 and Q4 results. They show a solid year and a solid fourth quarter, confirming positive momentum in margin expansion and deleveraging efforts that are expected to continue in 2024.
Nice.
From PPCJ, Axalta released their fourth quarter and full year 2023 results. Highlights, net sales increased 4.9% year-on-year to $1.3 billion.
You know, one thing interesting about Axalta, Nate, you know, if you look at the majors in the world, you know, the biggest coatings companies, Axalta is one of the few that doesn't have a decorative or, you know, household retail paint product line, which is huge for some of these other companies, which is different than obviously the OEM or industrial side of things that you know we participate in.
And then from coatings world, Yotun had a record year in 2023. They also came out with their financials for last year, and I'm assuming that the numbers are good. They're all in Norwegian kroner, so I couldn't tell you for sure.
But they did say their revenue was up 14%, a really huge 14%, all-time high sales in all their segments. They are one of the leaders in that part of the world, not only like Europe, but also they've got a really strong presence in the Middle East. I think part of the story here, Nate, recession. What recession? End of 2022, people were saying, the economists were saying, you know, guaranteed there's going to be a recession. We just don't know if it's going to be a hard landing or a soft landing. They coined those terms, at least first time I heard them. And, look what happened.
Some people are making a lot of money.
The other thing that's interesting, though, and it's, you know, something I've read just recently, Nate, the chemical suppliers, and these would be the resin people in particular, additives, resins, intermediates, a lot of those guys have had a tough year in 2023. Evonik, in particular, I think they said they were laying off 2,000 people.
Wow.
And I know BASF didn't have a stellar year as well. And I know there's some economic reasons behind this. It had to do with supply chain and inventories and stuff like that. But the paint makers did well in 2023, the powder coating guys as well, and the chemical companies have been struggling.
Yeah, but if you want to really take a deep dive into the industry sales and results, the American Coatings Association's U.S. market analysis for the paint and coatings industry 2023 to 2028 has been published, and it's now available. There's a full chapter in there on powder coatings, authored by this guy, Joe Powder himself, which includes sales details, past and future forecasting, as well as trends and drivers that will be impacting growth and the future of the industry. Purchasers have the option of a free consulting session with ChemQuest, our parent company, on any aspects of the report content for added industry insight. If you want to find out more, go to paint.org/USMA. That's the, because that's the U.S. market analysis.
Yeah, specifically. Very good, yeah.
They come out with the different regions on different cycles.
Yeah, and this is a thing, I don't know, it's, I think it's triennial. I think it's every 3 years a new one comes out. I'm not, you know, don't quote me on that, but I know it's not an annual thing, and it's an update, and it's, yeah, a lot to learn there. All right, folks, time for our question and answer segment.
Do you have a question?
Ask Joe Powder.
Well, you can ask him.
Ask Joe Powder.
He has the answer that'll advance your
powder coating.
It's the Ask Joe Powder podcast.
Our first question comes from Sylvan in Pennsylvania. He says, "Hi, Joe. We powder coat welded components with a high-gloss red polyester powder. These parts consist of a box made from 11-gauge metal and has a section of quarter-inch or 6.4-millimeter wall pipe welded to it with 1-inch-thick flange at the end of the pipe. We're having trouble that after cure, as the part begins to cool, a haze will develop on the thick flange. The haze can be wiped off and the powder is glossy underneath. We also noticed it on some other parts as well. All were high-gloss polyester powders and mostly on the heavier surfaces. Can you explain what's causing the haze and how to prevent it? The process for these parts is grit blast, 8-stage iron phosphate pretreatment with a dry-in-place sealer, and the polyester powder is cured at 375F for 23 minutes. Thanks for any insight you can provide."
Hey, Sylvan, thanks for your question. And this one actually a little simpler than it may seem. What you're observing is a textbook phenomenon known as blooming. Blooming, you say. What does that mean? This basically is a phenomenon that can happen with certain polyester powder coatings, and it's most obvious when it's a high gloss, colorful, dark, rich type powder coating, because the haze is more apparent than if, say, it was on a white coating or a lower gloss one. Basically, what happens is when the coated parts and the coating is exposed to kind of a long period, and I know that's relative, but a long period of elevated temperature. And I'm talking about elevated, you know, higher than ambient, but not as high as the cure temperature in the oven. What can happen is a fugitive compound can come out. It can be emitted from the powder coating formula, from the powder coating film, and create a haze on the surface. And this is due to that long period of time before it cools off. From what you describe about the parts, you know, the relatively heavy pipe section and also the thick flange, this is pretty obvious to me that it is a blooming phenomenon. For you technical geeks out there, the compound in the blooming material is a cyclic oligomer comprised of the two main monomers of a typical standard polyester powder coating.
Blooming heck.
Yes, blooming onion. Anyway, it's a cyclic oligomer that is based on neopentyl glycol, NPG, and terephthalic acid. It's very common with standard-grade polyester powders. So now, eliminating this problem, the root cause of the defect, there's a few things that you can consider. One would be to eliminate the long cool-down period of the parts exiting your oven. I mean, once you get them up to temperature, it's fine. It takes a while for them to cool, and this is when that stuff exudes or is emitted from the coating film. You could eliminate that cool-down period by quenching the parts with cool water, ambient water, or with high-velocity cooling air. Both of these options are going to cause some cost you time and money. Maybe not the best way to look at things. What I would recommend is the best approach is contact your powder coating supplier, tell them that you learned about this from listening to a Joe Powder podcast, and ask them if they have the same performing powder coating, same gloss, same color, in a non-blooming grade of polyester powder. Now, this technology is well known by the better formulators. Shouldn't be too hard for them to understand what you're asking for. If your current powder supplier doesn't offer non-blooming grades of polyesters, then it may be time to solicit alternate suppliers. Good luck, Sylvan. Hope it works out. All right, it's time now for a word from our sponsors.
Are you looking for a solution to coat your most difficult products with no touch-up? Then Gama's dynamic contouring equipment is the right solution for you. Unlike robotic coating, dynamic contouring offers greater flexibility without all the programming hassle while correctly positioning each powder gun to automatically coat your parts. For more information, call 877-437-6771. Once again, that's 877-437-6771. And be sure to mention, Ask Joe sent me. Automate it, position it, detect it, code it. Complete it with Gama.
ChemQuest Powder Coating Research is a proud sponsor of the Ask Joe Powder podcast and the only independent laboratory dedicated to powder coating technology. We do everything from evaluating raw materials, formulating the next generation of coatings, developing new products, consulting, testing, troubleshooting, training, and more. Our parent company, ChemQuest, provides expert business strategy and advisory services in all aspects of the specialty chemicals value chain, including expertise in both liquid and powder coating. To find out more, email powdercoating@chemquest.com or visit our website at chemquest.com/CQPCR. Thanks for listening to the Ask Joe Powder podcast.
The ChemQuest Group is the parent company of CQPCR and provides strategic consulting to companies throughout the specialty chemicals value chain, including advisory services on business strategy, market research, mergers, acquisitions, or divestitures, manufacturing excellence, and formulation, application development, and benchmarking for liquid coatings and adhesives through our sister facility, the ChemQuest Technology Institute. Please contact Edie Fox Abrams, Vice President of Business Development, at info@chemquest.com.
Welcome back. Our next question comes from Oslam in Turkey. Oslam says, Dear Joe, I do not know how to control the TG, the glass transition temperature of a powder coating. I know that TGIC reduces TG values by 1.5C, but what about other ingredients like additives? Flow agents, CAB, texture agents, waxes, fillers, pigments, etc. In the summer, my customers have problems with the sintering of powders. The TG value of resins that I use seem to be high enough. Do you have any suggestions about this? Best regards, Oslam.
Well, Oslam, this is an excellent question, and your powder coating fans, we're talking here about the composition of the powder coating. So we're going to do a little deep dive into the binder system of the powder coating.
TG, I call it TG, you call it T sub G, or T sub G.
Or sometimes TG.
TG.
TG. No. TG, or some people say glass transition temperature, T sub G. Anyway, basically, from a technical standpoint, this is a temperature in which a material undergoes a change, a physical change, from a rubbery state to a glassy state. Look it up, Wikipedia, look it up in your chemistry or physics books, and you'll find more about it. In powder coatings, it's measured analytically, typically by DSC, which is differential scanning calorimetry. And that technique, very reliable and very common. It measures the flow of heat from a material as it experiences a carefully controlled increase in temperature. For powder coating testing, it's typically a rate of 10 degrees Celsius per minute. So as a material melts, it absorbs heat. It's an endothermic reaction. When there's a thermosetting chemical reaction, heat is released, which is exothermic. Oslam, you probably know this already because you're a pretty smart technical person. But in layperson's terms, T sub G is best considered a sophisticated method to measure the softening point or melt point, in this case of a powder coating. Therefore, your question relates to the effect formulation components have on the T sub G or the melt softening point of a powder coating, and in this case, as you mentioned, was a TGIC cured polyester. The most significant contribution to the overall T sub G of the finished powder coating is the selection of the polyester resin that you're using in the formulation. So this is your starting point. Nevertheless, other components, like you mentioned, can affect the overall T sub G of the powder. So you mentioned TGIC. It does depress the TG of the overall binder system by about 1 to 1.5 degrees Celsius. So check that box. So that gives you an idea of where things land. The other components that can affect the T sub G, and in this case, it's a depression, a lowering of the T sub G, are going to be waxes, if you have any waxes incorporated. Certainly CAB, which is cellulose acetate butyrate. It's an additive sometimes used either for flow or in some cases used for hammer tone or vein type finishes. And flow agents or flow modifiers to a lesser effect will affect the T sub G. You mentioned pigments and extenders, and those essentially do not affect the T sub G because they're non-reactive and relatively inert. They don't melt during the melt film formation stage or during the extrusion or any other parts of the processing life of a powder coating. So just keep that in mind. Changing pigments and extenders aren't going to change your T sub G. So to put things in perspective, commercially available polyester resins are available in a range of T sub G from low 50s degrees Celsius up to kind of the low 70s degrees Celsius. So the first thing you want to do is look at using a higher T sub G polyester. So if you're at a 65 degree T sub G polyester resin, look at something closer to a 70 degree and see if this is going to solve your problem. The other thing is you may want to look at the formulation and eliminate, the wax, if there is a wax in there, or the CAB if it's in the formulation as well. If you can see improved sintering resistance by doing that, it's going to be instructive and give you a direction to go. The other thing that I have to mention is the quality of the polyester resin. If you're buying cheap, low-end, low-quality polyester resins, they may fluctuate in T sub G or melting point, and I'd just be wary of questionable supply of your key raw materials like that. One last thing, DSC or differential scanning calorimetry is the best technique to measure T sub G in the laboratory. I would definitely use that as an instrument to characterize your materials. If you don't have a DSC instrument, I really think you should probably get one. If you have any more questions, Oslam, feel free to follow up with me. In the meantime, best regards, Joe Powder.
All right. Would you like to go to an upcoming event?
Hey, friends, where are we going?
To an upcoming event.
I think 2024 would be a great year to participate in an event.
All right. Well, the week that this episode comes out is Powder Coating Week. That's at Renaissance Orlando and SeaWorld. That's the whole week-long event that's put on by the Powder Coating Institute, along with the CCAI, Chemical Coaters Association International. And they have a powder coating technical conference and an expo there if you want to meet up with other powder coating people. The 26th through 28th of March is Eurocoat 2024, and that's in Versailles, France.
Another tough place to visit.
Right. April 6th, if you're in a coffee shop in northern New Jersey, Nick's band is going to be playing. But I'm all right with April 9th and 10th in Cologne, Germany, the EC Conference Functional Coatings and Nanotechnology show is going on there. That's affiliated with the European Coatings.
That's interesting. I'll be in Germany those days.
Are you going to be?
Not that side of Germany.
You're going to be in Köln?
I won't be in Köln. I'll be in Berlin. I haven't been there. I've been to Köln. Maybe I'll pop in.
Well, bring me back a lager, please. And then April 16th through 18th in Dubai, UAE, at the Dubai World Trade Center Middle East Coating Show 2024. The end of April, April 30th through May 2nd, is the American Coating Show in Indianapolis, Indiana. That's the big North American show for all things coatings. ChemQuest is going to have a table there. Come by and say hi if you're going to be around. And the show isn't until September. The Coatings, Trends, and Technologies Summit that happens in Illinois, that's September 4th through 6th. But the call for papers is out now. So if you want to talk about your new interesting coatings-related topics, go ahead and sign up to talk at that show.
I hear there's a webinar coming up soon about powder coating technology.
All right, and there's still time to sign up. Thursday, March 14th, myself and Eric Casebolt, my colleague at ChemQuest, are going to be giving a webinar. This is through the Paint Coatings Industry PCI Academy. It's called Powder Coating Fundamentals. It's a three-hour short course taking place from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern, March 14th. But we're going to be talking about where powder coatings are used, the components that go into a powder coating, how they're made, how they're applied, a little bit about testing, and then what we see as future trends in the world of powder coating technology.
Yeah, that's an easy one. And, you know, people throughout the world, depending on your time zone, you know, it'd be great for you to tune in and learn some stuff.
You can sign up for that on PCI's website.
Well, PCI Mag. Okay. All right. If you want to access the Joe Powder question and answer, you can find it in a number of different publications. It's on the Polymers Paint Color Journal website, as well as their sister journal, Asia Pacific Coatings Journal. You can also find it PCI Magazine, Paint and Coatings Industry, on theirs. It's PCIMag.com. You can find Joe Powder in powder-coated tough archives. And as a matter of fact, those powder-coated tough, which is part of the Powder Coating Institute, you can find a lot of technical articles as well. Technical interchange and PC symmetry that were authored by yours truly. Products Finishing has, it's not Joe Powder, but it's called Ask the Expert. That sounds exciting, which is, that's authored by myself, Kevin Biller. And you can also find Joe Powder at IPCM, which is International Paint and Coatings Magazine. Our good friends in Italy. We love working with those guys. But yeah, you can find it on their website as well. So those are places you can find Joe Powder.
All right, and you can find us online at AskJoePowder.com. We're on all of your regular podcast databases if you want to sign up and follow the show. So far, we're on pace this year to do more than 3 episodes, so we should be coming out with those more regularly this year. If you want to ask Joe a question, the email address is askjoepowder@yahoo.com, or we have a voicemail box where you can leave a message. It's country code 1-478-2-ASK-JOE. It's 1-478-227-5563. This has been a production of ChemQuest Powder Coating Research. All the music, editing, multiple microphone configuration. It was done by Nick Page, who has a show in northern New Jersey. And thank you, Bass God.
And don't forget to keep your powder dry, my friends.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Joe Powder Podcast. This episode was brought to you by GEMA. You have a lot going on every single workday, with many things requiring your attention. But you shouldn't have to worry about the efficiency and productivity of your powder coating shop. GEMA automated powder coating systems offer you greater efficiencies while producing consistent, high-quality results. We provide the very best in powder delivery, application technology, connectivity for smarter factory automation, and comprehensive powder management solutions. To learn more, visit completeitwithgema.com. To speak with a representative or schedule a demonstration, call 877-437-6771. And be sure to mention Ask Joe Sent Me. Synchronize it, change it, integrate it, automate it. Now is the time to complete it with GEMA.
For the outro, I was going to do all right, you guys, I'm going to do a trick, and then I need a big reaction from you guys. Like a
whoa!
Slapstick. Wow. I bet you can't do that again.
Oh, yeah? Well, look, I'll do it twice.
Oh, no way.
Wow.
Holy smokes.
I've never seen that before.
That's what I call podcasting.